Dan Hoerter, the Bengals' new wide receivers coach, Bob Bicknell. You were on the Eagles staff back in 2013 when a young quarterback named Nick Foles had 27 touchdown passes and two interceptions in a season. Yeah. So I'm guessing you were not completely shocked by what happened in the Super Bowl.
I really wasn't. You know, he was a great player for us. We, you know, he had done so many great things. We had some good players around him, and, you know, Bill Lazor did an unbelievable job coaching him at that time. I felt, you know, really trying to kind of develop him into that position and that role. And then, you know, whatever happens as things go on, he went a couple other places. But you just knew the type of person he was, the type of competitor he was, and really the player he was, that at some point in time he'd come back around. You know, you're just watching him, so happy for him to see that type of, you know, experience and success that he had. So
you and Bill Lazor were both on the staff then, and now you're reunited here in Cincinnati with Bill as the offensive coordinator. Did you guys form a pretty strong bond when you were in Philly together?
We did. You know, we worked a lot together. And when you're around Bill, there's not too many smarter, more organized, you know, attention to detail type of guys that you have around. And from the receiver standpoint, I always think that, you know, we just want to make it look like the quarterback wants it to look like. So we had a real good relationship that way, and you know, kind of see football the same way, see offense the same way, and so it was you know, a great opportunity to come back and be with him.
So as the Bengals wide receivers coach, you will be coaching a guy who is building a Hall of Fame resume right now in A.J. Green. What are your impressions of A.J.?
Well, you know, when you're in the league, you're always looking at different players from different teams and kind of just watching the things that they do. And you know, he's an incredible talent. You always hear about the type of pro he is in this league. And so that's obviously exciting. And, you know, there's things that I can see that I say, you know, maybe some things that he can work on. You know, when you go and you start to talk to him about those things, there's going to be certain things that he really likes and wants to work on, and I think we'll hone in on a lot of those. But, you know, it's still kind of studying the different things, being around him, and that it's exciting because he's a special, special player.
The Bengals used the 9th pick in the draft last year on John Ross, and unfortunately due to injury he wasn't able to contribute. How do you get him up to speed in year 2?
Well, you know, he's got speed is a good word because he's a fast player. And you watch, I went just this morning and watched kind of his draft tape from last year, you know, just putting together basically his targets. And, you know, I look at a kid that's on that field as a confident football player that knows that you know, you get the ball in his hands, he's going to do a lot of great things with it. And he's got to get back to that, whether he's got that or not, you know, having taken a year where you're not able to play as much. But you just get him in there, get him feeling good about what he does. And then, again, it's you know, you highlight kind of what these guys do well. And so you find out the things he does well and try and put him in those positions. So it's again, an exciting guy to be around.
Since taking the job, have you largely been looking at Bengals receivers? Have you looked at the offense in general? Or are you already looking ahead to college players?
Well, you're doing a little bit of everything. You know, this time of year, it's you know, in the morning we start talking about where we're going to be offensively. I looked at all the players that we had from you know, the time they've been in the NFL, some of the plays that they've made. A lot of players I knew about. I knew about Brandon LaFell, you know, from just different times in the league. I knew about A.J. Tyler Boyd I looked at, you know, in the draft when I was in San Francisco. So he had a little bit of feel about him, but, you know, you just kind of look at the things that, you know, when you look back and you're kind of studying them now, it's what can I do to help them? You know, what are the things that they can work on that make them better? And so that's what you're trying to do now.
Your dad, Jack, was a highly successful coach at Boston College and elsewhere. Yep. You've worked for Chip Kelly, among others, in the NFL. Who are your biggest coaching influences from an offensive perspective?
Well, you know, I think obviously my dad, you know, is a great influence on me in all facets of my life. But, you know, Chip kind of opened up a lot of you know, just a different way of playing football, different thought process. And you know, I've known Chip for 30 years, so he's a close friend of mine. Chan Gailey was another guy that's a lot like Chip Kelly. I mean, they think the same way. Chan may have done it differently. Chip brought in tempo and a couple different things. But, you know, so those are guys that I've been around. I mean, you know, Peter Voss was a guy I worked with for 8 years in NFL Europe that had a great influence on me. And just, you know, I've been around coaches my whole life. I mean, Tom Coughlin was my coach for a while. And when I was a kid, you know, he was my dad's quarterback coach. So obviously I've always looked at the things that he does. And so, I mean, I could probably go on for a long time. I've been around a lot of guys.
The Bengals have their coaching staff do a lot of studying players in preparation for the draft. I don't know if you have done as much of that in the past, but is that something that you look forward to doing?
It is, and to be honest with you, from what I hear, it's the same as I did in Philadelphia. It's the same I did in Buffalo. I think as a coach, you know, you can be involved in some organizations as much as you want to be. And I've always wanted to be involved in that. I have great interest in that and kind of looking at players and you know, seeing them be able to fit what we do. So it doesn't seem any different to me. This is an unbelievable organization. And so, you know, I look forward to that part of it. Whatever I can do to help with that and try and find players is fun for me.
Bob, great to have you in Cincinnati.
Awesome. Appreciate it.
All right. That is the new wide receivers coach, Bob Bicknell. And I'm Dan Hoard for Bengals.com.